I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says there's a gathering storm for people who contribute to a poisonous culture in Springfield. Pritzker was partly referring to lobbyist Michael McLean. He reportedly wrote an email in 2012 that lauded a state worker for keeping quiet about a rape in Champaign and ghost workers. McLean smirked when WBEZ reporters asked him if he's cooperating with investigators. Governor Pritzker asked anyone in state government with information about McLean's email to come forward.
And if an investigator contacts someone, they should, and ask them to cooperate, they should cooperate, not to put a smug grin on their face and to laugh about not cooperating like Mike McLean did.
McLean has refused to say what he was referring to in the email. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker says the state needs to move ahead with clean energy legislation, even as one of the state's biggest utilities remains under a federal investigation. Brian Mackey has more.
With a disclosure of federal subpoenas to Commonwealth Edison last year and federal raids on some of the utility giant's key lobbyists, backers of energy legislation pumped the brakes. ComEd's parent company, Exelon, runs several nuclear reactors in Illinois, and Pritzker says both companies need to clean up their act.
You can't do energy legislation that's all-encompassing for the state without considering nuclear energy and other forms of production of energy.
Exelon says it might have to close several nuclear plants without legislation that would effectively let it charge higher rates. Also at issue are proposals that green energy companies like solar say are essential to their survival. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois regulators are investigating apparent violations of a rule intended to prevent marijuana shops from stockpiling weed from a single cultivator. They're also reminding retailers that they must keep enough products on hand for medical patients. The Department of Financial and Professional Regulation sent a letter to dispensaries saying they were probing whether stores were illegally sourcing more than 40% of their product from one grower. Some dispensaries, struggling to keep up with demand, say they are worried that companies that own dispensaries and cultivation sites could be attempting to limit product available to competitors. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As rain moves back into the region, heavy rain throughout the region over the weekend has caused area rivers to rise. Some are forecast to reach moderate to major flood stage over the next several days. The National Weather Service says the only river forecast to reach major flood stage is the Little Wabash River at Carmi by Saturday evening. The Mississippi River at Cape Girardeau and Thebes, the Ohio at Caro and Olmsted, and the Big Muddy River at Murfreesboro are all expected to reach moderate flood stage by this weekend. Du Quoin's mayor has announced a new business coming to the city's industrial park as the former General Henry Bakery will become a hemp processing plant. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
U of I Extension Community and Economic Development Specialist Susan Odom says when empty buildings have new tenants, it can breathe life back into the community.
Those people who now have those jobs will have disposable income to be able to spend in the local economy at local restaurants and shops and things like that.
The city will hold a job fair before the facility opens, and Odom says that's not only good for Du Quoin, it's also good for the area.
Enables people to work closer to home, gives them an opportunity to, you know, have disposable income that they can spend close to home in local businesses, either in Du Quoin or in the neighboring areas.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
Union County's Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in finding a wanted person. They say they're looking for 44-year-old Stacy Turner, wanted for endangering the life or health of a child. Turner's described as 5'4", 118 pounds, and you can find a photo at our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.